Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And go. Hey.
What?
How's your mouth?
Fine.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah.
Didn't you have to have an extraction?
Yeah, I don't have a tongue anymore.
No, you'd be talking like...
No, I'm just too good at talking.
No, you had a tooth
actually,
out.
Actually, I was actually so good at talking that they had to take out my tongue.
You were winning.
Yeah, it'd be a level playing field because I was like Scatman John all the time, 24/7. Imagine that. Scatman John all the time, 24/7.
Oh, man.
No, yes, I did. I did have my uvula extracted.
Oh, you can't have your uvula extracted. It was just a tooth.
Just a tooth. It was more like a oneth because it was half as good as a tooth. Yep. It was actually worse than a tooth.
Why?
Because it hurt. Well, it hurt real bad.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have I have baby teeth. No, I did have baby teeth. No, I only had baby teeth. That's what I was trying to say. Some of my teeth, I only had baby teeth.
For precisely two of your
for
teeth.
Two you, of my teeth. No. Well, who knows?
I don't want people to think you've got a mouthful of baby teeth.
No. My teeth are quite gappy. I think people would believe that. But no, two of my teeth were baby teeth.
Yep.
And one of them, apparently they can quite quickly get sort of attacked and cracked and stuff.
Attacked and cracked.
And also, I mean, I was, maybe I didn't floss enough. But also, you know, there's other contributing factors.
Yeah, like not brushing your teeth.
Well, I did brush my teeth.
Yeah, and like only eating sugar.
Well, no, I was talking about more like I grind my teeth in my sleep, which apparently can cause cracking.
Okay.
But apparently mine wasn't that, my grinding sounds bad, but it isn't actually that bad.
All right.
And also living out in the country, we don't have the
fluoride in the water.
The fluoride in the water.
Right. So do I need to add fluoride to my water?
Yeah, if that you could do that, that'd be great.
You could learn to just floss and brush your teeth.
Yeah, I do. So don't have a tooth now.
Don't need to wash that. We don't need to floss that one.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about what new tooth I'm gonna get in.
Oh, what new tooth are you gonna get in?
What new tooth am I gonna get in? What tooth? I like the idea of one with just a golden vein through it, like that.
Like a lightning bolt of gold through your tooth?
Like, you know that that Japanese art where a vase will be broken and then they repair it with gold? Like that. Like my tooth is broken, but it's repaired with
gold. But your tooth isn't broken, the whole thing's been removed.
The whole thing's out, so it doesn't really make sense. Either that, or maybe I get a cool sticker on my tooth.
A cool sticker on your tooth?
Yeah.
So, because they're going to replace it with a whole fake tooth.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is just colours or or if they can laminate a smiley face in there.
Yeah.
That'd you be think, pretty funny.
Would I be able to like unscrew tooth and then put in new tooth?
Oh, I don't know if it works like that.
Because you know, there's like people who they don't have a full eye on their TikTok, on TikTok.
What?
They don't have an eye on TikTok.
What do you mean they don't have an eye?
That one of their eyes.
Somebody's lost an eye and they've fake eyes.
They've lost an eye. Some guys, they have a lot of fake eyes.
Yeah. A lot of glass ones, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it's not cool that you lost an eye, but the multiple eyes is sort of cool. Maybe like a vampire tooth.
So you want something
on the bottom.
Yeah, but it's not, it's on the bottom and it's back a bit. So it's like, not many people are going to see it.
Yeah.
So like your options are really just get a tooth.
And maybe a laser.
What, a laser pointer?
Yeah. Or maybe just like a light, because your mouth is quite dark. Maybe I'd be able to see bits of food, because I do, my teeth are quite gappy, so I get a lot of stuff stuck in my tooth. So if I had that, I could get out my tooth and it would be great. Maybe I'll go George Washington. I have wooden teeth. Hey, Dad, you ever had a real cool product idea?
Oh, so many, but I'm too lazy to do anything about it.
I got an idea for one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so it's a pot.
Okay.
A plant pot.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's Pinocchio laying down backwards, and then the plant grows out of his head.
Out of the back of his head?
No, out of the front of his head. So it's his nose.
Oh, so the plant is his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Don't steal it.
Don't steal it.
Or if you do, we'll just take 10% for nothing.
Yeah.
We won't complain if you send us 10%.
If you send us 10%, please.
Yeah.
Please. I had this other idea for a thing.
Yeah, what?
So you know iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that.
Your big idea for a thing was iPhones.
Yeah.
Okay.
iPhone.
I feel like they already make that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I had this other idea. You know blankets?
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you get sort of cold and you want to take your arms out of the blanket to maybe read a book or scroll your phone or something, but then your arms get a bit cold?
Yeah.
What about a blanket with sleeves in the front?
Okay.
Call it like the snuggle or something?
The snuggie?
No, the snuggle.
No, they've made that. It's the snuggie.
They made that.
Yeah.
Was it well received?
Pretty well received.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't make fun of it though, right?
Never.
Good to know that my idea would have been respected. I don't get enough respect around here. Oh, I saw this other idea.
Yeah.
Roadrunner.
Yeah, what about it?
Roadrunners in the cartoon, Coyote and Roadrunner and Coyote. It's not Coyote and Roadrunner. It's Roadrunner and Coyote. In the cartoon, there's a Roadrunner, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Roadrunner is pretty big.
In the cartoon, he's the same size as the Coyote.
Yeah.
Coyotes aren't that big, though.
Yeah, but the Coyote looks bigger.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd say. Yeah, so saddle.
On the Roadrunner.
Saddle for Roadrunners.
That's a pretty good idea.
Is that a good Shark Tank? Hit me up. Please hit me up, Shark Tank. Please.
I found a new thing.
You found a new thing?
Yeah.
What is it?
I found this. Okay. This is both lame and cool.
That's impossible.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say something that you're going to go, oh, yeah. AI.
Lame.
But
what?
This is a song generator.
Lame.
But also a little bit cool.
No, it sounds lame to me. Just write your own song.
Oh, okay. All right. But well, if you don't have the skill and you just want to do something fun.
Like, you just want to do something fun, maybe you should get a friend who can write songs, or maybe you should try something new.
All right. Okay.
More like AI, more like lame art.
All right. But you're really killing this. Yeah. I wanted to do a thing and now you're killing it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it now. Killed it.
I'm joking.
You're joking.
I'm joking.
But that does
sound cool.
Okay, look.
It does sound cool. Right. There is creative ways you can use AI.
Look, on this thing, right, all you do is like ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Type in your thing, right? Give it a genre.
Yeah.
And they're not great, but they can be fun.
Okay, cool.
Right, so I'm going to let you pick a song that we should do and we'll try it.
Okay.
So I've heard some good ones and I've heard some bad ones.
Guns coming out of my kneecaps and can you make it sound like Green Day?
Okay, all right.
Call it guns coming out of my kneecaps. Make it sound like Green Day, please. We're using AI, which I don't completely agree is a tool for plagiarism, just due to the fact that all artists are rehashing things from other artists, and that's just how it works. But I do think it makes bad stock standard art that is not good.
Yeah, we don't have to have this argument. I'm not arguing it for or against it. I think other people have put it better than I can. I just wanted to maybe write a silly song.
Well, we could write a silly song, or we could argue about a discourse that already has a
lot. Okay, so I've pressed create. It has come up with two songs.
Okay, let's listen to them.
The first one is entitled Kneecap Arsenal, Rebellious Punk Rock High Energy. You ready? Yeah. Are you ready for Kneecap Arsenal? Right. There you go.
It was funny. Do I think it's good art? No.
Okay.
0 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
0 out of 10. What's this next one?
The lyrics can be hard to hear. So if you didn't get that, that one was got punk blood running through my veins, a rebel heart that won't be tamed. I walk the streets with a reckless gait because my kneecaps are locked and loaded. Can't wait. Yeah. And then it went on to, I think everybody got that, guns coming out of my kneecaps, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's listen to this next song and not be impressed.
Okay, I've had an idea. Do you want to listen to the second version of Guns Coming Out of My Kneecap? It's not called, it's called Revolt in My Veins. And I think that might sound a little bit more, at a guess, I'm going to say Revolt in My Veins sounds a little bit more, because that one was very pop punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Revolt in My Veins might be a little bit more.
More.
Let's see. We'll play Revolt in My Veins. Sort of a banger. Sort of a banger. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Dad.
Yeah.
I know I've said, oh, AI doesn't really create anything good on its own. It's sort of stupid, taking away from the meaning of art. I know I've said that. I said it should be used more as a tool for creating better art than just the art itself, where it is ugly and grotesque. But that song changes it all for me. That was beautiful. Can you hear the tear that rolls from my eye? We picking this up? That was beautiful.
Okay. So listeners may remember a couple episodes ago, an amazing pitch for a film.
Yes.
That has a title song. I want to see what AI came up with.
When you did a song about Bendigo.
Yeah, the song about Bendigo. I think this first one's going to be better. It's called The Spirit of Bendigo. Folk acoustic whimsical.
Okay. In the land of dreams, where magic abounds, a place in Bendigo, where wonders are found, with spirits and creatures all in harmony, a Studio Ghibli world come to life, it's plain to see. Bendigo, Bendigo, a place like no other, where spirits dance and love only grows. Bendigo, Bendigo, in your embrace I'll linger, in this mystical world I'm calling your glow.
I liked yours better.
Yeah.
Okay.
That took away from the artistic envision.
Have you got any other songs you want to create? I've got some credits left.
What about the Christmas? Remember when we tried to make a Christmas album?
Oh yeah,
we pitched a whole Christmas album. What were some of the songs from that? I feel like we made 12. We should remember.
I have to look that up. Oh, because there was a rap battle. What was the rap battle? Oh, it was Krampus.
Krampus versus Santa Claus.
It was the Grinch, the Krampus, Grinchy. Oh, was it
the Grinch versus Krampus?
Grinch, Krampus, Christmas, something or other. Right, hang on, I'll find that episode so I can remind everybody what it was. Okay, it was back at the start of the month. The episode is season 3, episode 1, Having a Vegan for Lunch. I think the first one might be called Krimis.
Krimis.
Yeah, it's about someone stealing Krimis.
Krimis.
A criminal.
Krimis. And he's not the Grinch.
Nah, he's not the Grinch. Grinch is old hat. He's not. Oh, we excluded the Grinch. Or Krampus. Oh. Yeah. Krimis, Krampus.
Are those the first 3 songs?
Yeah, that was it. Krimis, Krampus, Christmas. Where we had a criminal fighting the Krampus, and then Santa Claus comes in and takes them all. Oh, okay. He beats them all. Okay. All right. Give me a second to write this prompt, and we'll see what happens. West Coast or East Coast style?
East Coast.
East Coast style rap battle between a criminal killing Christmas, the Krampus.
purpose. And
do we say exhibit?
Exhibit.
Exhibit as Santa.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't
know how. Does it do rap battle?
I don't know. And at the most, it'll do a 1 minute song. So I don't think we're going to get three.
We're not going to get.
We'll try, though. I'm going to hit create, see what happens. It says it gives you 10 songs, right? For your 50 credits a day. That's the free version. But it makes two songs every time you type in a prompt. But how good was Revolt in My Veins?
Not very good. Oh, wait. That was the one I pretended.
Oh, couldn't to generate.
No.
Couldn't generate.
Probably too hard.
Maybe okay. I'll take exhibit out.
Take out exhibit.
And we'll just say Santa.
Yeah.
Hold on. An East Coast style rap battle between a criminal stealing Christmas, the Krampus, and Santa. Create. Oh, yo. Yo, it's done it. Yo. I said yo because that's the first word in the first one. Krimis, Krampus, Christmas, East Coast rap aggressive. You ready for this? Or Battle of Krimis, Krampus, Christmas, East Coast, intense East Coast rap. Which one are you going for?
First one first.
Okay.
First one first.
It's Krampus, the holiday villain. I'm stealing Christmas. Man, I'm straight chilling. I'm smashing the presents, taking all the joy. Got the whole town scared, calling me the bad boy. I heard you on the streets trying to steal Christmas crown. Well, I ain't having none of that. You ain't thinking at all. I'm here to set things straight. I'm breaking your fall. Krampus, Krampus, Christmas showdown. East Coast rap battle. Gonna shake this town.
Santa just in says the East Coast.
Bringing holiday cheer. We fighting for Christmas. We got no fear.
It's quite literal.
Yeah, pretty whack.
I'm getting... I'm gonna put the lyrics to all these in the show notes, so okay. You can click on that and read what these are. The Battle of Krimis, Krampus, Christmas, the second one, might actually be better. Okay, apparently there's a guy called Kale in this one.
Is he the criminal?
He might be the criminal. I think it's given the criminal the name Kale because
was it to make a bad rhyme.
I think so.
Okay.
Another time for the tale of Krampus. Krampus and the man they call Kale. Yeah. Was the criminal with a wicked plan? Stealing Christmas gifts all across the land. Krampus the myth, the beast with a whip, punishing the naughty, making them flint. And Santa the legend with the big red sled, bringing joy presents to kids in bed. Oh yeah. Krampus, Krampus, Christmas. Who will prevail in this epic battle? We're raising hell. Krampus stealing. Krampus cracking his whale. Santa coming through. Let the battle win.
I do not support AI, but I do need to hear more of that, please.
But that was something. I'm going to post this to our Instagram. There's a video. It'll bring up the lyrics. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, have you ever thought about having kids?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Have you ever thought about having kids?
Yeah, I did, about 17 years ago, well, 18 years ago, give or take.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known about that because I was a baby.
No, you were not born. It was before you were born.
Before I was born?
Yeah, I thought about having kids.
You thought about having kids?
Yeah, and then guess
and
what?
Then what?
You I did.
Where?
Where? Here, yeah. Right in front of me. You're it.
I should have rethought it. I'm a teen. Not a kid.
Yeah, okay. All right, teens, kids, you know, look, this is a weird conversation. You should stop doing that. Have you had coffee today, have you?
Have I had coffee today? No, I haven't. I haven't had breakfast.
You haven't even had breakfast. It's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Right.
I get really annoyed when people complain about not having breakfast.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, me too.
It's like, you should have had breakfast.
Just eat it.
Have breakfast.
Have breakfast.
They're like, oh, no, I'm so hungry, it's lunch.
I'm so hungry.
And now I've done it, and I'm like, this is a bit bad.
Well, at least you're not just surviving on coffee all day. You shouldn't have coffee anyway.
I'm not one of those ones. So I don't have breakfast, but I have a coffee. Ew.
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 How many calories are in that Frappuccino anyway?
Billion.
You probably should have just had a bowl of cereal.
Just have a bowl of
They're
cereal.
They're not great for you, but you would have been better off.
Just have toast.
Yeah. But kids shouldn't
have toast like a real man.
Kids shouldn't have caffeine anyway.
No.
It works different in them.
Yeah.
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 Do you know what kids should take? Honestly. They should. Oh, here. Uncontroversial. They should
take Magic Mind.
They should take Magic Mind. You know what? If they're struggling to get a diagnosis because the doctors are all booked up. No, that's not a good way to start this ad.
Cut that out. Cut that out for sure.
Honestly, if you're a teenager though, right? Not a child. Children shouldn't take Magic Mind. It's got caffeine in it. Caffeine works a bit different in children than it does in adults.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't give kids caffeine. The caffeine lasts like 5 times as long. That's not scientific. But it does last a lot longer in a kid than it does in an adult. The caffeine just stays there. So Magic Mind does have some caffeine in it. It's only 55 grams. So less than an espresso by about a third.
Cool.
Yeah. And it, for some reason, doesn't feel like a sort of caffeine bars. It just feels like a nice, gentle clarity. Is that a way of that's a way of saying it? I'm trying to describe the feeling of Magic Mind because it's a little bit unique. If you want to try Magic Mind for yourself, we've got a 56% discount for the month of January. It's going to last for 10 days past the publication of this podcast. And to access that 56% off for a subscription or 20% off for a one-time purchase, you can go to www.magicmind.com/JANZestyLife and use the code ZestyLife20. Yeah, the extra 20% off, which will give you 75% off. That's crazy. You can get a total of 75% off an initial subscription, but only to the end of January. So hurry up before it goes away. That's what they want me to say. I want to say to you, hey, if you were going to try it, you can use our code, get yourself a little bit of scratch back. And by scratch back, I mean like you don't actually have to spend quite as much. But I've got a sister-in-law who was taking it completely independently, didn't get a recommendation off me. I saw it in her fridge and I was like, yo, you're taking that? I'm waiting for mine to arrive. And she was like, yeah, I love it. I have to have it every morning. If I don't take it, I miss it. So there you go. That's two people I know, me and her, who think Magic Mind does something. There you go, Magic Mind. Oh, are you all right? Do you need Magic Mind? You do. You're just nodding.
Can't talk, no magic.
Yeah, have some Magic Mind. Do you want to talk about Grammy noms?
Grammy noms?
Yeah.
I think the best Grammy this year was Eve's Grammy.
What are you talking about?
Eve's Grammy makes the best chocolate chip cookie.
We just leave it there.
Yay! Grammy noms done.
I shudder to ask this.
What?
A shudder.
What? You shudder?
Yeah, because
like
I...
Like a camera?
No, that's shutter.
Ka-chick.
Okay.
Ka-chick.
This is working well because the thing I wanted to talk about was annoying sounds.
Annoying sounds? Why would you want to talk about that?
Well, I was just wondering if you had anything that really like set you off or gave you the ick.
Just things that actually are painful to hear.
Oh.
Like scratching stuff. Or even like if I think about it, like cutlery hitting plates.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then like scratchy sounds.
What about mouth sounds? People chewing.
No.
Some people, that gives people intense rage, some people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, I'm cool with it. I don't like rattles. Rattles in cars, like bits rattling.
Yeah, if something's staying the same, I don't want to hear that.
Oh.
It's like rattle.
Yeah.
Whatever that would.
I think it's the intermittent rattle that you can't find and you don't know when it's going to happen. It's not predictable.
Okay. I think it's a constant rattle, but you know.
No, that.
You're going to have different opinions.
No, that's not what I meant. I think. For me, the annoying sound is the rattle that sort of just happens randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's a constant rattle.
The constant one hurts. Okay.
Rat.
Oh, no, you're right. That is annoying.
Rat. I'm a rat. I like to rap. Call me Mr. Rat Rap. I like eating crumbs. And sometimes cheese. If you've got some, please give it to me, please. I am a rat. Squeak, squeak. My tail looks like a worm.
Oh no, it's tangled up with other rats.
Oh no.
Now we're a
rat king. Ah. See if AI can do that. No, it can't. No way. That's all us.
Krimus, Krampus, Krimus, Krakow. Come on, see, Krampus, Christmas. Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.